right after we went off the air yesterday, the news alert started blowing up. The DOJ Inspector General's report was out, finding that Jim Comey, the former head of the FBI, did not release classified info in his memos, but did break the rules of the institution by handing them over to a friend and having him leak them. So I guess the real question is here, did he break the rules or did he break the law? And that's important. Luke Hunt is a former FBI special agent, now an associate professor at Radford University. Luke, did you consume all the news yesterday? What is your summary of what the IG report said and what's your reaction to it?
Yeah, sure. So first, you always start with, I mean, very troubling anytime a government official breaks the rules. And that's what we have here. But it's especially troubling when it's the FBI. And I do think your assessment is right. I think it's more of a internal policy violation than a violation of law. And here's basically what happened. You know, he wrote these memos after meeting with the president. He jotted down notes of what occurred during the meetings. He says that those are basically for his own personal use to sort of aid his memory, that kind of thing. So he didn't view that as FBI property.
Now you gotta call BS on that, don't you?
Here's the problem with that argument.
Okay.
All right, so if you are writing down personal memos and it's about things you learn on the job,
right?
Well, that's not personal
that's
information.
Work
product. So, I mean, I think that's a red flag.
When you were an agent, if you had done that, if you came and interviewed me for some reason and you took notes about it, you wouldn't be able to claim, oh, yeah, I'm going to go take this and stick it in my file folder at home and never.
I think that's absolutely right. And one thing I wonder about, I mean, he's obviously been around a long time. Mm-hmm. He wasn't an agent. You know, he was appointed as a director, but I just don't find it possible that an agent would take that same mindset. And, you know, I mean, look, I'm saying this from someone who is not always happy with the president's decisions and his actions, but I just think that's you have to call it what it is. If you learn things on the job in the FBI, that's not personal information, personal notes that can be stored, you know, at home and that kind of thing. So that's the big problem, is the dispute over, is it his personal property or the FBI's? I think it's clearly the FBI's.
But that doesn't break the law.
Right. That doesn't break the law. Where you're going to get into breaking the law is when you start disseminating classified information, using that information for an inappropriate purpose. And we think that, from what I can tell, that the information that he got and released was not classified. So certainly nothing that went to the media was classified. There, it looks like one word from this memo turned out to be classified that he released to his attorneys, but that never went out farther than his attorneys.
So what happens now? He violated policy. They say he set a bad example. He's not in the FBI anymore. He got fired. I mean, is there something? Is there another shoe to drop here? You know, all the conservatives who hate Jim Comey now.
Yeah,
of course, Democrats hated Jim Comey. You know, at some point, it's alternating groups who hate the guy. Is there a potential consequence about this or something else in the future?
I think there are two things. You know, so one thing that is, I guess, we have to temper a little bit. So all the allegations about releasing classified information to the media, that didn't turn out to be right. And it doesn't appear that he lied to anyone in any sort of official capacity. Now, if that changes, if there's some sort of information or revelation that he misled people about what he did or didn't do, that could turn into, you know, something else. And that's what we see happening with McCabe. So if you shift gears a little bit to McCabe,
right,
he misled people. And I think there's a likelihood of imminent charges coming his way because he was lying, or that's the allegation at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But tell me if you think I'm wrong about this. Jim Comey, and I mentioned earlier in the show, I met him on several occasions, sat with him at dinner once when I was a reporter at Channel 8 years ago when he was here in Richmond as a federal prosecutor, the head federal prosecutor here in Richmond. He had a sterling reputation that is, at least as far as I'm aware of, here in Richmond. But I almost get the impression this guy has convinced himself that He is such a Boy Scout. He's such a top-tier arbiter of right and wrong that maybe he substituted his personal opinions for those of the people who were elected in Washington, and then kind of took on the role of, I'm going to bring them to justice, even though they haven't broken the law. I just can't tolerate these people being in office. You think that's unfair?
I think that's in part a good assessment. Here's why. I think he viewed some of those meetings with the president. He says, look, I see something that doesn't look right. I think the president's trying to interfere with an FBI investigation. Now, the problem is, as you suggest, you know, he can take personal action and do these things he did, or there are other official channels that you could report, some sort of whistleblowing statute, that kind of thing. Rather than the latter, he chose the former to sort of take it into his own hands, release things sort of through third parties, and that's the problem. If you see something that you don't think is right, bad going on, there are ways to report it, and I think that's where he went astray, is by sort of going outside the lines a bit on what he should do.
And kind of help set up a crisis that might not have existed or embellished and inflamed. That's what worries me. I don't think he's as squeaky clean as he's protesting. I mean, his tweets yesterday were really off-putting. I thought it was really obnoxious and arrogant for him to present himself like, look, I've been completely vindicated. Actually, no, I don't think you have, sir.
Yeah, and it really comes down to, even if you think, and that's the key word here, think you're right on the substance, there are procedures in place that you have to adhere to. Yeah. And so there's, you know, sort of procedural rules, the rule of law, and then there's substantive issues. If you see a problem, go through the proper channels and protocols. I think that's the sort of takeaway from this for all, you know, government officials. Follow the rules, and that's the best you can do in these situations.
Real quick, do you think the FBI is fixed now? You think that the problem has shaken itself out? Because everybody has always told me, and in my limited experience with the rank and file agents, is that they're stand-up people and responsible people. Do you think that collectively the organization has said, hey, we've got this under control and we're back to being an upstanding group, or is there still trouble?
I think that's right. As I said all along, you know, the rank and file, the agents especially, they're doing their best, trying to do a good job. You know, when you see these problems at the top, these violations of internal policy, that's really troubling, and it sheds a bad light on the whole agency. But I don't think it's pervasive or any sort of institutional problem.
I hope you're right. Luke Hunt, former FBI special agent, now a professor at Radford University. Appreciate it. Whenever we get your time. Thanks.